Shall we have a word of prayer? Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto thee again. Your prophet said we can do so many things too much, but not pray too much, to pray without ceasing. Dear God, we thank you for our gathering unto thee again this morning, because the gathering of God's people is unto God, not unto man. Father, we have come before you again this morning with numerous needs, and we have expectations as your children, because your prophet has taught us, no man come into the presence of God and remain the same. It's either go back worse or go back better. But as your children, we know the way you have ordained it, that each time we come, you will do something in our lives that make us to go better. That is our expectation this morning. Heal the sick and the afflicted, baptize souls with the Holy Ghost, refill those already filled, deliver the oppressed and set the captives free, grant the desires of all our hearts. It's our prayers, O God. Thank you for our Sunday school teacher, the way you have used it to bless us this morning. Thank you for the sub leader. Thank you for those who read our special numbers. We just thank you for everybody that has left their homes this morning to come and sit at your feet and with expectation. Nobody should come to church without expectation, because we are all mortals. We all have needs in our lives. As this is the only one that can meet our needs, he has taught us in his words we should cast all our cares upon him, for he cared for us. May you help us, O Father. Forgive us our shortcomings and our failures. Take all belief from our heart. Take away negativity. May we be positive in everything that we do. Thank you, Father. We humbly add over the service to your hands. Master, we pray and ask, may it be a blessing to every one of us. Thank you. Blessed be thy name. As we have asked this blessing for ourselves, we, by extension, we remember all the nations of the world that are gathered around this message of our day. Bless everyone, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. You can please be seated, church. God bless you this morning for coming to church. Praise God. Amen. So many things to say this morning, but we got to start from somewhere. I think this is a nice place to start from. I want to appreciate all of you for your prayers when I traveled out to the northern part of Ghana, and from there to Burkina Faso, came back. I just saw the hand of the Lord in all the journeys. I'm very grateful. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your prayers, for your love. You see, the Bible says it is needless to say, to be taken to us, love one another. He said, but God has already told us that. If you are born of God, because God is love, if you are born of God, you are born of love. That is why the prophet said, any man that is filled with the Holy Ghost, love everybody. Everybody, not just brethren. That is why the scripture says, if you salute those that salute you, what difference? The publicans, they do the same. Amen? May God help us. I say, may God help us. You see, by the grace of God, I can say something that since we came into the message of the hour, the Lord has been helping us, promoting us, taking us from glory unto glory in the knowledge of the message. And as we progress in the knowledge of the message is also working in us, transforming our lives. We are not what we used to be. I can say that boldly. What we used to be, we are not. But since there is no end to spiritual growth, every one of us, whether ministers or laity, we see ask for more of God every day. That is why Brother Abraham said, your soul cannot be too heavy. There is always more of God. In the course of our ministration here or preaching, whosoever preach, whether me or anybody else, we have access to the same sermon books we are talking from. If you see us say anything that is contrary to the message, don't be afraid. Don't say, I will not go and meet minister. No, we are not terrorists. We are brothers. You come and say, ah, Pastor, the thing you said today, this, I want to see where it is in the message. Are you following me? We must be free. If there's anybody that was simple that I know of in this generation, was Brother Brian. Nobody could be simpler than him. Oh, man. May God help us. Like I used to say, we are not a denomination where the preachers lord it over God's heritage. No, sir. There's no special thing that God gave to the minister apart from a responsibility to be your servant. That's why I keep saying, I remain loyal. Because servants must be loyal to their master. You are masters. We are servants. So, when I say it, I'm not funny. I mean it. Amen? God bless you. Don't say, oh, that is the same. It's not the message you, I'm your lover. Who told you that? There's no great person among us. But Abraham said, if you want to think you are great, he said, bring a bucket of water. Here, he said, dip your finger and remove it. I show where your finger penetrates the water. He said, we are nothing. Truly, we are nothing. What we are is by the grace of God. God bless you. I just feel like chipping in there. So that you don't think like I used to say. So people say, oh. Sorry. He said, oh, that message was very hard. I've yet to see a hard message. Because like I used to say, there is no message that condemns righteousness. Is that true? Whether it's preached by an apostle, whether I preach by a prophet, whether I preach by an evangelist, whether I preach by a pastor or a teacher, all messages, whether soft or hard, as the case may be, as you may describe it, they all together sum up to one thing. They condemn unrighteousness and exalt holiness and purity and righteousness. Period. God bless you. So you are welcome. Well, let me just say briefly how the trip went so that we can face what we have on the table this morning. Well, I left here to Accra by road. I have my reasons why I always like to go by road. Not that the church cannot afford to pay my ticket to go by air. I have my reasons. And I want to reserve them to myself. So I don't want to tell you why. Amen? I get to Accra that evening, and Cobra David told him I was around. I sent the person already to collect me. And unfortunately, where they normally collect me, the man took a deep breath altogether. So, they finally dropped me in Accra Mall. That is where they collected me. And went to my normal host when Brother Tim is not around. We were there, and as usual, they have prepared my room, wait for me. No, we started to enjoy ourselves right from there. So the following morning, around the, what do you call it, around 3 a.m. or thereabout, we were on our way to the airport. No, I was to join a brother coming from Canada, so that even my host in the northern part, Brother Jeff, also came around, so we all were supposed to take air to Tamale, which is another part of Ghana. So I was there. When we came to the airport, we called this brother. They said they were still in Tema.
You know, it's early morning. They took some things for granted. Do you know they missed the plane? I wanted to wait for them. I look at it. I say, where am I waiting for them? As for the ticket, you see my phone. This my luggage. I just check in. I say, well, let me check in. I waited a little. I passed to the gate where we will fly out. I say, I will sit down here, wait for them. We started body. I boarded. The people supposed to be mankind, they were not there. I boarded. The plane took off. They were not there. Finally, both of them, they missed. The one that came from Canada, my host, they missed the plane. So when we landed on the other side, everybody check out. I also check out. I sat down somewhere with my luggage. I just sat down. Not quite long. He called. Jeff, my host, he called. He said, Pastor, I'm sorry, we missed the plane. No, this and that. I said, okay, no problem. I'm here waiting for you. He said, the next plane, they are making arrangement, they will come. I said, no problem. I said, I'm very comfortable here. I have no problem at all. The next plane, there was no chance for them. They didn't come. It's okay. It is by 4 p.m. that another plane will come. They will follow it. Come. 4 p.m. They no come. So the next thing now, they have to make arrangement for somebody to carry me to the ground, the venue of the convention. That one took me. It was an airport shuttle. Took me to the place. I took the service that evening of Friday, the beginning of the convention. The following day was Saturday. So I was to bless the wedding, which I did, and preach after blessing the wedding. And after that, I was to travel to Burkina Faso with some other brethren. Finally, I don't know, it was midnight that they finally arrived. So they were around that Saturday morning when the wedding was blessed and the sermon was preached. Now, those are the two services I had in the convention. I was on our way to Burkina Faso. We couldn't go. I was to preach that Saturday evening in Burkina Faso. It wasn't possible because there was a brother who came to Ghana that was in our company. The days he was given to spend in Ghana has expired. So the immigration, you know, you have to cross the border of Ghana and Burkina Faso. They held him down. Of course, we couldn't leave him. No, we have to find out what to do next. We have to pay his fine before finally we left. No, of course, we have to contact the man that wasn't possible for me to take the service that though they did their own thing. That Sunday morning, we came to church. No, you know, they are all speaking French. They don't understand what you are saying. But there are some of them, you know, who knows that. That is where I have my interpreter, and we have a very wonderful time in the morning in the service. And then the evening service, they say we come by 6, and I change the pulpit 7. I said, okay. We came by 6. They were praising God. They were not. They already put out tents because they said they were actually celebrating Easter. Because that Sunday morning, they cook all kinds of food. People came from different places and eat and eat and eat. I have a policy. I don't eat because the food is plenty. I eat according to how I train my tummy. I don't care where what you put on the ground. I just take what I want to eat there and leave the rest for you. I used to see people in the wedding. They will eat amala. They will eat rice. They will eat something else. Oh, no, Germany. May God help us. Do you know some people will bring nylon? They bring nylon to wedding. And they would have been sad though. Once they serve that, they look here, put them inside nylon. Put place somewhere. to ba ti koja le meji to ba ti body third time say eh ti serve wa na abeg gbagbe wa sibi ni they will load human beings are difficult to they will load that that nylon a whole lot if you just look at what happens this time that is why I used to tell people don't go and borrow money to do wedding even if you kill three cows hoof will not remain people that will be there that will didn't invite will be more than those who invited how can you do it you cannot be going for person where is your invitation people who didn't invite will fill that hall before the people who invited come may God help us finally we come by 6 so Sunday evening come and see dance here dance the people dance they dance of course when I saw the way things were going I just entered pastor's room I just remained there I said whatever happens now here we did they praised God from 6 to 10 p.m. before I was called to come and preach. Of course, I have to change my sermon. I changed my sermon to True Worshippers. That was the title of my sermon. And we don't worship God because you dance and jump, carry drum. You think that is worship of God. To worship God acceptably, you must. Oh, man. As the Lord will have it, we have a wonderful time. It was close to midnight before we closed. So we now came back the following day, back to what do you call it? Accra. And since that time, the pastor told me, see, as long as you are here, all the services are in your hands. the weekly services, the Sunday school, the morning service. We have been enjoying ourselves. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. You see, people will meet me and say, I know of one man, he came, he said, how are you doing it? You should be over 60, no? And you are preaching like this. I say, I'm 75. I'm going to the 75th now. He said, what? I say, yes. I say, have you ever read the Bible about Caleb? Caleb came to Joshua and said, give me this mountain. He said, as I was, as my strength was at that time, till now, he said, it has not diminished. That is the same God we serve. Amen? That is the same God we serve. God bless you. So you see, this race we are running is be unto you according to your faith. Amen? We must never suffer in the midst of plenty. But Abraham said, God asked small. He said, can you imagine a tiny little fish in the midst of Pacific Ocean admonishing himself to drink water small? Lest he run short of water. He said, drink plenty. Our God, he said, ask plenty because the treasures of our God are inexhaustible. The back of heaven will never go bankrupt. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Hallelujah. Let's come home now. Well, finally, I was told, you know, I promised you I will spare 2 weeks. That's what I had in mind, really. When I came from Burkina Faso, my intention was to, but when I heard that Brati was returning, I said, no. Even if I was in Nigeria and here he returned, I would plan to go and greet him. I said, let me better wait. That is why I extended the 2 weeks. So, not that I told you people lie. Oh, check on me by me. Paro circumstances new, all for sin new. God bless you. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. So I came back Wednesday and we were in church. Wednesday, those who came, I think for those who came. Brother Abraham said, you can miss work. Do you know what it means to miss work in America? To miss work means to miss the pay of that day. If you are away from work 3 days, you miss the pay of the 3 days. And every day's pay means much to the people. Not like here. The bills that the people pay. They pay electricity, they pay water, they pay this, they pay that. You drive against red light, a bill comes to you. Nobody will question, a bill will just come to you. You say, oh, it was midnight, you look in, nobody is stopping you, but the red light says you should stop. If you drive across it, there is a camera. It will just take your car. The number is there. The period you pass that place is there. You're fine. You'll find it in your box. So every day's pay is very important. If you are lazy, don't go to America because you can't make it. It's not like in Nigeria where they say, Shebija Jobani. On Monday, you go to the clinic because you have malaria. Tuesday, you go to take injection. Each time you go, so you are not coming back. On Wednesday, you go to the bank. So 3 days out of 5 days, working days, has already gone. Not there. You will work for the money you earn. As for work, we go get time. Even if you have power, you can do 3 jobs. Morning, afternoon, and evening. If the power they will. But every one of them, you will be accountable for every second. If I want to buy share online, they will tell you better. They stay home when you are working from home. Sometimes they carry that something to the toilet. Yes, because they are monitoring you. God bless you. Let me take this greeting first. Say, please, say, Sister David Adumoye from Lagos asked me to greet everybody for her. For me, Sister Josie Dawkins. These are the visitors we have this morning. But by faith, our faith is a revelation. You see, because of lack of revelation, that is why people said, after all, on Utache is so bad. You think your bad jelly, Roma, I want culture so quick. Thank God for Christianity. Though there are many religions, forget them. Christianity is the original. And it is the only true religion that can take man to God. Every other religion is fake. Fake. Human theology, human opinions, human ideas, human whatever. Amen? Amen? If there is nobody that will be there and come back and tell us that place is the truth. The Bible is the truth. Whatever this Bible says, it still says the law. And it can never fail. That is why we believe this Bible from Genesis to Revelation. That is why we say Pope, who was saying that the Bible had been written over thousands of years ago, it can no longer meet the needs of today. That is why we say Pope is talking nonsense. He's talking rubbish. Amen? After this Bible was completed, in Revelation, God put a curse. He said, whosoever we add to it, the plagues that are here will be added to him. Whosoever we remove, his name will be removed from the book of life. And you call it an old book. The eternal does not age. This book is as eternal as God who wrote it. There is never going to be second edition of this book. Hallelujah, church. It's for all generations. Until we go in the rapture, until the 3.5 years expire, until we Jesus will come down, we establish millennium here, after which this earth will be renovated, after which they want to call it, I'm not placing them right, you don't go and catch me, say you did place them right. After the general resurrection, after the white throne judgment, after this earth will be renovated completely, then our headquarters that we will live in, the four square city, will descend from heaven to this earth. That is where we will live. Amen. In that place, there will be no celebration of birthday. Because we cannot be counting days, weeks, months, years in that place. It's an eternal place for eternal people. No gray hair in that place. We shall be young forever. How do you know? God said so. Anything that this Bible says is God said so. God bless you. The one that brought you here, the one that brought me here, without consulting anybody, he didn't discuss with you. What do you want to? You want to be female or want to be male? He determined all those things. He went further to say the number of hair on our head are known to him. Amen. How long will he be here? It's in his hands. Amen. Some people say America, no sickness you take there and you cannot be here. That's not true. Many people are going to America, they bring them back, dead people. People are dying in America. I want to agree with whosoever talk about America, advancement in science. I agree with the fellow. If you talk about materials for treatment, we don't have nothing here. Quack, let me be quack. But remember, it is by appointment. It is appointed unto man once to die. When that time comes, whether you be president of America, you will go. Because God says so. The one that brought you here say, come back. And you have to go back. Amen. God bless you. We are going to read. Don't be in a hurry. We are here. And we will close at the right time. Your food will not be cold as long as your cooler is working. Blessed be His holy. Let us read scripture and then talk a little before we close. You love your Lord? Sister Ayo John, God bless you. I was telling your husband, I said, Ojutori Igbo. Thank God that you are here today. Blessed be His holy name. You love the Lord? Do you love one another? Okay, give a handshake to each other. Come on. God bless you, my brother. Shalom, brother. God bless you, brother. Shalom. God bless you, my brother. Shalom. God bless you. Shalom. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, where ye have love one for another. God bless you. The thing we have just done, so there's only one person who doesn't like it. He will frown. We don't care whether he frown or not. We know his beginning. We know his ending. And that is the devil. He's not our friends. He's not our brother. He's not related to us. He's a serpent seed. And that is where he comes from. That is where he's going. He's our enemy. But we have, thus says the Lord, he cannot prevail over us. We are reading two places from the scriptures. Merciful God. Let's read from Genesis 18. Genesis 18. We read from 8:13, from verse 10 to 18 verse. It goes like this. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee. Let me start from verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age, and he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am wax old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord be old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. Verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, saying that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? May the Lord bless the reading of this portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. I'm going to read just a verse in the New Testament, which is chapter 28 of Matthew, verse 18. And it says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. May the Lord bless his word into our hearts. Amen and amen. This morning, I want us to remind ourselves that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. Nothing too hard for the Lord. You just need to be a child of God. Then you just flow freely. You flow freely. You are free as air. Because the Master himself has said, he said, if the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. The freedom that God gave to his children cannot be tampered with. No demons, no devils, no Satan, no person can tamper with it. Blessed be God forever. That is why that we are taught by the message of the hour. Don't seek the favor of man. The favor of man is nothing. Seek the favor of God. Praise God. Amen. If God favor you, I'm telling you, let the whole world gather together to hate you as sunny. It will be no avail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he that have power both in heaven and in earth is on your side. Therefore, you will forever remain a winner. Amen. But Abraham preached a message, he that is in you. What did he say? He said, is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in the world is Satan. He's the one that presently governs the governments of the whole world. Whether American government, whether Russian government, whether Ukraine government, whether Nigeria government, anywhere, all the governments of the world, now they rule them. Amen. Amen. But he that is in you, the one that ruled the universe, who rule, who have power over heaven and on earth, is your Father. Oh, glory to God. That is why when Abraham preached that message, possessing all things. When daddy died, the property of the daddy belongs to the children. Isn't it so? We are heir to all that heaven has, all that this earth has. We are heir to them. There will never be a rich man among the sinners who we can say possess all things. As sons and daughters of God, we possess all things. We possess all that the heaven has. We possess all that this earth has. God bless you. I say, God bless you. So we can boldly sing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Every day, every week, every month, every year. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. The joy of the Lord is our strength. When you have too plenty, until you have to make selection, boya semolo feje, boya pandonio, boya malanio, boya water, beans and rice, whatever. The joy of the Lord remain our strength. Amen. Our joy does not depend on the material things we have. No, sir. We may not have nothing, materially speaking. You can't even compare yourself to sinners when it comes to material things. If you're a business person, as a Christian, you restrain yourself to see that you run your business in holiness, in righteousness, in purity. But the sinner will run it in every way. He can lie, he can cheat, he can kill, he can maim to make money. Nothing checks them. But let me tell you, that the little that the righteous have, hallelujah, is much more better, and God's blessing on it, than what the wealthy people acquire by slaughtering people, using human beings to make rituals. How on earth will you ever enjoy such money? Knowing that you shed blood to have that money. That is the God we serve. Always okay, nobody sees me. You are joking. The person that sees you is the person you are accountable to. Whether you like it or not, you will dance to your music. Ole baby, oh, and you enjoy your money you loot. You have house in Dubai, you have one in Washington, you have one in London, and all those beautiful cities. Let me tell you, the day finally you close your eye in death, when the owner takes the breath of your life. Now what box? Now they go make like this, put you inside. You know, the Bible says we came here naked, and we are going back naked. That's why Jesus said the life of a man, it does not consist of the abundance of things he possesses. Amen. So, like I used to say, the Bible says all liars shall go to hell. Look, if you're a businessman, run your business with the fear of God in your heart. A lie is a lie. Whether business lie is not exempted. It's a lie also. Amen? Maybe you are into buying and selling. You go to the market to buy this thing, 10,000. You bring it to the shop. You want to sell it, maybe 11,000 or 25,000, whatever you put. Somebody come to buy it. Nobody question you. So, Rikini, you see this thing? I'm only selling it with 5 naira. Who ask you questions? And you know you are lying. May God help us. I said, may God help us. Oh, yeah, Timofey Takini in me. Period. God will not hold you responsible. If you buy something 5 naira and want to sell it 100,000, if they buy it for you again, yeah. But when you begin now to talk, you are like, I'm only gaining 5 naira out of it. When you know it is not so, that is where the lie comes in. May God help us. Let me say something. You know, in this country, it's very unfortunate, and it's a shameful thing for the country, both the leaders and the inhabitants of this place, that God gave us oil, that in tomorrow, occasionally we queue for fuel. If there is no fuel, if there is fuel scarcity, And the owner of the petrol station say, except to give me 500 naira, I will sell fuel for you. That is no bribe. That is extortion. There's a difference between extortion and bribe. Bribe is to pervert a just cause. It's like your license expire, they catch you. You know there is a government fine to eat. You give 200 to police, say don't catch you. That is bribe. Are you following me? You just suffer for nothing. You say, I will bribe. That's not bribe. If you don't give them 500, you won't buy for it. You won't get it. You must know the difference between bribery and extortion. Amen. All these policemen that meet you on the way, your papers are complete, and they say, we are here now. Say, I need Germany. Maybe you put your hand in your pocket, you give it. That's not bribe. But when your paper expires, at the road safety, catch you. There is a penalty there. If you want to be the will of God, go and pay the penalty. And settle with God. If you give them money to pervert that just cause, you have given bribe. In the sight of God, you are condemned. Because initially God has said, give to Caesar what will belong to Caesar. Pay your tax. Let make sure your papers are due. If your license has expired, go and renew it. If your boy doesn't have license, limit where you can allow him to drive your car. You are breaking the law of the land. They may not catch you. Are you following me? They may not catch you, but the law of God, you are breaking it. Are you following me? May God help us. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Do you know among God the miracles that God has ever performed in this Bible? Do you know the greatest of them all is the conversion of the soul of man? That is the greatest of all miracles. A man might be sick to the point of death. They pray for him. God raised him up. That's a great miracle. We bless God. We appreciate him. We dance. I worship him. I give him glory for all that he has done. Fine. But Abraham says, that same man, he said, that same disease might reoccur again as time goes on. Finally, that might be what will kill him. He said, but once a man is saved, whether he has plenty to eat, he doesn't have nothing to eat, let him be a beggar on the street. What he said is for eternity. There is no trial, there is no temptation, there is no problem, no troubles that can take eternal life away from man. Amen. That is why I know, like that word that Pope is saying, so they will enforce it. We know. When Brother Brian called him a false antichrist, there were reactions in places. The prophet didn't mind them. Because he know where he studied. Oh, glory to God. The man has started to come out to manifest himself. What is propagating now is one world religion. One religion for the entire world. Not even Christianity in question. It's not even talking about that. Because they themselves are not Christians. If you were a member of Catholic, I was a member of Catholic, baptized in Catholic, confirmed in Catholic, eating their communion. Before the Lord opened my eyes to know what the true gospel is. I know they are in and out, defeated on one moment. They don't believe that you can live above sin. No. Once on Saturday, you come and kneel down before a reverend father and confess all your sins. He will tell you, go and say Ave Mary 5 times. Or Our Father 2 times. All your sins are forgiven. You come now, you take the communion on Sunday. When you come out of that place, you continue in your sin. They don't know anything about, you know, living above sin or anything. Why? Because the very reverend father you are confessing your sin to He's living the same way you are living. Amen. That no wonder the prophet told us Roman Catholic is the whore in the Bible. Is the mother of all harlots. All denominations are harlots. Amen. They are all harlots, including their ministers. They are not even fit to be put in the fivefold. The real fivefold is a believer of the message of his day. And that is why God put him there to continue with that message that the messenger has brought. That is why the prophet says, say what the tape says. They are not qualified to be part of the fivefold. They are just religious leaders. Those are the people Jesus called blind guides, guiding the blind. Let me tell you something. This Papa Bakari, when some years ago when Obasanjo was campaigning, he said God told him. That is the irony of the thing. If the evil say the dream is pardonable, that will say God told you. But Abraham said, if you say God told you, where God have not told you, he said you will go to hell for it. Why? Because you are making God a liar. Bakari come up and say God told him that Obasanjo will not reach Asoro. Obasanjo reached Asoro one time. He reached the second time. He wanted to go the third time. It's the constitution that didn't allow him. If it was Israel, long ago, Bakari would have been dead. Because they will stone him to death as a false prophet. Where I'm going is this. You know I don't often measure people's name. This last, what do you call it? Elections. That Emiloko won, so. Amen. He said God told him that Alhaji Muhammad Buhari is adding over to him. He went as far as to buy their form of 100 million. Not affordable. He bought the form. He was there. He did not have one vote. He did not even vote for himself. Are you getting me? Now, such a person, if the congregation that he had were born again, before he returned, everybody will find his level. But he still has his congregation intact, even increasing. Not only that, you know, after he has failed woefully in the primary, he still comes back to the church to say that what he has said, he has not changed his mind, that he's taking over from Buhari. Is that not the highest deceit the devil can deceive people? The process of taking over from this man, you fail. And you are still holding to it. Is he such a man that is qualified to be a fivefold? He's a liar. He knows where he come from. And that is where he's going. May God help us. God will never send his message and he doesn't send the people that will carry it. Amen. When he sent his message, he has prepared his people to carry that message. We don't care what people are saying. Let me tell you something. When this message first came, I have witnesses here. If one sermon book is with Brother Joseph, because the sermon books were very scarce, before Brother Joseph finished it, about 10 people would have booked it. Bro, where you finish? But today, we have the message in abundance in the library there. Not only that, we have it on our phones. Not only that, we have it in our iPad. Not only that, we have it in our, what you put on the table, so. Laptop! How did they doubt? May God help us. What I want to say is this. Now, in Nigeria, this message of the hour finally has split into three groups, I mean to say. The ones that were following Coleman, all that they were preaching in their churches is Brother Coleman said. Brother Coleman said. Brother Coleman said. They were not studying the sermon books. That's one group. The second group, not revealed. are those that will follow Junior Jackson. Junior Jackson was a contender. He was a contender against this message. He was writing his own books. It was his own books they were reading. Most cases, these two groups I mentioned know very little or nothing about the message. But since we started, by the grace of God, by the revelation of the message of God to us, we know this is the messenger. We have stayed with him. Tifuted the message in Amor. It's not a boast, it is the truth. Praise God, amen. Oh, hallelujah. May God help us. We have known the message. What the message says about husband, we know. What the message says about wife, we know. What the message says about children, we know. What the message says about masters, we know. What the message says about servants, we know. We know what the message says about single girls. We know what the message says about single brothers. We know what the message says about approach. We know. Amen. What the sister, what should be the actual reaction of the sister when it's approached? The message says it. What the brother should do before he approaches any girl? The message tells us. Amen. That is why you are not supposed to even go to a sister and begin to narrate fantastic revelations you have gotten about coming to her. If the sister is Holy Ghost, he will laugh at you. Because the message did not say you should do all those ones and carry her away. No! She has to go to God as you went to God, believing you went to God. Has to go to God. God, who is this person? But Abraham said, we don't even know each other. He said, we see the body that carry who you are. Amen? I want to get anyone for single. They come to church and say shalom to you. You greet him shalom. But the spirit that is in him is only God that knows it. Are you following me, church? May God help us. That is why you must make sure you pray and pray through. You come to a conviction where I am convinced that this is the way God wants me to tread. Once you come to that conviction, remember, it's for better and for worse. So if worse come, praise God. You have your testimony. It's better come, hallelujah. You have your testimony. When you are on top of the mountain, when everything seems to be rosy, praise God, hallelujah. When you come to the deepest of the valley, trials of life meet you, you will not blame nobody. Let me tell you, let me confess something openly here. Since I've been a pastor, by the grace of God, for the past 40-something years, I have never influenced a sister for a brother. I have never influenced a brother to a sister. You are all here. You that are guests in my head at that time, some of you are grandma now, you are all here. What I tell you is that go to God in prayer. And it alone, Nicolomo. Emio Mo, but brother me. I shake his hand as a brother. Period. But I then may believe, I don't know. But I then believe, I don't know. Whether it's a believer, I don't know. It's God that knows. Amen. Amen. But Abraham said, when the people are in courtship, that is when they get to know each other. That is, if their Holy Ghost feet, that is when they begin to weigh each other. You must have the Holy Ghost scale to be able to put your partner on that scale and see what he weigh. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, you'll be so carried away by so many things. Are you following me? Are you following me? That is why I used to tell sisters, look, when a brother just come, you just say no immediately. You are not following the message. Have you gone to God? Did God tell you it's not the one who chose it for you? You must pray. I have conviction. You might say, I'm not a prophet. I don't have the ability to hear from God. But Abraham said, if you are sincere and honest, he said, God has a way of making known to you his will concerning what we are asking. That's a quote. Amen. You believe God answers prayer? Oh, sure. Even if you don't believe that God answers prayer, I'm the evidence that God answers prayer. Me, that I'm here, so. I've been written off by some prophecies that I will not pass a certain year. When I cross over that day, when we come to cross over, we finish. I told the number of the prophet. I wrote him. I welcome him to the new year. He didn't know where I write it. I said, brother, congratulations for the new year. May the Lord bless all our going out and coming in. And meet with all our needs. I order every step we take from on high. He replied swiftly like that. He didn't know that I was responding to his prophecies. Look, Brother Abraham was born and bred in America. What makes us to be downhearted believers of Brother Abraham is what God says about his prophets. God said, when a prophet comes, I will show him visions. He will speak in my name. When he speaks, he comes to pass, he keeps coming. He said, follow him because I am with him. We have seen those things in the ministry of Brother Abraham. And that is why we believe him to be a true prophet of God to our generation. You hear the Sunday school teacher was talking about the pillar of fire this morning. Each time God sent a prophet out and somebody challenges him, God always comes to defend that person. You remember the case of Moses? God told him what to do. When he did it, and the generals and Jabez were called to come and do something, Moses upheld his hands. He knew that he was sent by God. It was God that inspired the snake of Moses. Nobody speak any language to them. It was God that inspired them, swallowed the other two snakes. That is the God that we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. I say, God bless you. When this ministry of the Son of Man that was incarnated in the ministry of Brother Abraham, when it was challenged by two backslidden preachers, who sat at and said, Brother Abraham is Simon the sorcerer. They were going to disprove him. The two of them came to the meeting. You see, people come to church for different things. People look at that fellow as somebody that has come to church, perhaps needy. But he has an ulterior motive in his heart. One of them went and sat there in the balcony. The one that was supposedly to be bold, who wrote many things, tuberculosis, cancer, all these things on the prayer card. Unfortunately for him, the prayer didn't reach him before. You know, they used to take Brother Abraham out before they started to kill him out. He just stood up. I said, you see now, I'm very sick. He has not attended to me. He's going. Prophet will hear that. Oh, he had the mind of Christ. He said, should stop. They should read the mind. He brought the mind. He used his left to hold his right. No, see. He said, you are very well. Instead of saying thank you, I go away. Because he had ulterior motive. He said, you see now, he can no longer do the gym. He's so tired now. You are challenging a gift of God. And the grace of God came down. A vision came to the prophet. He said, oh, I can see. You know that you are sick. Yesterday, two of you, you sat on a tiny table that has so color. And you made up your mind you were coming to disprove me that I'm Simon the sorcerer. The other man, when he heard, he screamed. He said, God, have mercy on me. And God had mercy on him. But this other way, before the prophet could talk, the Holy Ghost said, all that you wrote, you have them. Within 2 weeks, he was off the earth. This great blessing that God brought to us, some serpent seed came to take their doom out of it. There is a man that is an hypnotizer. I think there is a demonic power behind that thing. They say he always break, you know, large gathering. He will sneak into the midst of the people and say that the man talking, he will hypnotize that man. That man will come to a point, he'll be barking like a dog. Of course, that is a shame. You are supposed to deliver a lecture or something, you started barking like a dog. So he saw large crowd following Brother Branham. He didn't know it was not an ordinary crowd. God's people are different. What made them different? God made them different. They don't have two heads. Neither do they have three legs. If they are so, God is dwelling there. That is why God said, if you give a cup of water to any of those that believe in me, he said, I will bless you for it. That is why he was saying somewhere, he said, when I was sick, you visited me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was this, and the people asked him, Master, where did we see you? He said, as long as you have done it to those that believe in me. All those Okada riders, they have to be very careful. Any little thing, they start cursing. You curse a child of God, God curse you already. May God help us. What are we talking about? Brothers and sisters, we are serving a God that does not change. What he was at that time is what he is now. The hypnotizer just came, just naked to the audience and sat down. He was waiting for the preacher to come so that he can hypnotize him to disgrace him. Who are you to disgrace something that God has blessed? You are joking. Immediately, Brother Brown came to the platform. According to his testimony, he said he saw an evil spirit. He said, right from the platform, the crowd began to help the prophet to trace. He just went and settled on the man, on the man's head. Before the prophet could talk, don't ever think it's Brother Brown that pronounced judgment on people. It's not him. Before he could talk, the Holy Ghost spoke and said, thou child of the devil, why do you come to tell the Spirit of God? He said, they will pack you out of this place. Immediately, the Holy Ghost pronounced that thing because there is power in the spoken word. The man became paralyzed on his feet. He started screaming. They did everything. They were begging Brother Abraham. Brother Abraham said, that is not me. He said, that is your, what do you call it now? Irreverence to God. Many of us claim to believe this message. We still have some funny behavior. Preaching is going on. You just walk aimlessly outside as if you have left your home to come and take fresh air. May God give us conviction of what we are talking about. Don't forget there is going to be a showdown. A showdown is coming. Showdown is coming. Today you can talk to a man, you will put up an argument. Ask a sister, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Because we were talking, she started talking certain things. I don't need your money, it's you I need. I said, what? A married woman. Say, you need me. I said, go and read Ephesians 4, verses 11. Jesus gave to some apostles. He gave to some prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the perverting of his children. I said, Lila, I don't know what you are talking about. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? He started stammering. I said, look, start from Genesis. May God help us. I say, may God help us. This is a notable sister in an assembly. I'm not talking here. Come on, woo anybody. I'm not talking here. May God help us. You know what time? Jesus fed people with bread. And the people started looking for him all over the place. Until they met him. Say, Master, we'll be looking for you. Jesus be Jesus. Know who he is. He looked at them. He said, you are not looking for me because of the miracles or because of the kingdom I'm preaching. You are looking for me because you eat bread and you were full. He said, labor not for the meat that perish, but for that meat that endureth unto eternal life. May God help us. God's children are very kind. God's children are simple. God's children are humble. God's children are generous. If you come to church because of generosity, I'm telling you, Allah will have his way. He will put it in the hand of his children to be generous to you. Whatever you want, they give you. If that is your purpose of coming here, may that be far from you. Because whatever you come for, you go get them. First of all, the prophet said, we must come to church to check up with our soul salvation. That is the first and foremost why we come here. Any other thing can follow. But if you say, oh, if you go to the abyss, once in a while, one man know what a man quit. He used to divide some money once in a while. God will make a way, such a way that, oh, what a man quit, Papa, will be very awful. Will be very frequent. Okay. Oh, my robo. May God help us. I believe one thing, church. Amen. This one thing I believe is part of the message. The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. You believe that? The Bible says Jesus laid down his life for us. Therefore, we should do what? We should lay down our life for the brethren. Is it a statement in the Bible? Am I misquoting? Am I quoting Quran? May God help us. The Bible says that all of us can never operate in the same realm when you talk about material speaking. I believe when a man is converted, his money is converted. Don't begin. Even you talk about beggars on the street. Some people, because they don't want to give, they say, we don't know what he did that caused him to be blind. What concerns you about what he did to cause him to be blind? Give alms to the poor. Give alms to the maimed. Do good to the people. Remember the brethren. Amen. James nailed it down. He said, a brother comes to you destitute, in need of so. You tell him, brother, God bless you, shalom. The Lord meet your needs. So. He said, how dwelleth the love of God in your heart? He said, show me your faith without works, but I will show you my faith. If you have something, help your brother. Help your brother. Don't be I'm Say, God bless you. There is nothing the devil can do. He cannot change a seed of God to a serpent seed. What is his not making? He can bring sickness, bring affliction. The Lord our God is the Lord that healeth all our diseases. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. So with all our heart, without an apology, we can say, Satan, shame unto you. Oh, power be Lord. We say, Satan, shame unto you. I wish shame unto you. Oh, power be Lord to Jesus. Devil, shame unto you. Oh, power be Lord to Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the Alpha of our faith. Is the Omega of the same. Is the genesis of our faith. Is the revelation of our faith. Amen. When he was praying, in John chapter 17, he said, Lord, when I was here, the people you gave to me, I kept them. But now, I'm no longer here. As I'm going, I'm not saying you should remove them from that. But keep them away from evil. God will keep us away from all evil. Yes, sir. If evil come to your community, they will exert your house. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. Let me tell you one thing. I think I spoke this to you in Ghana. Look. In the New Testament in the Bible, there was Paul. There was Peter. There was Apollos. There were many of them. Until the people begin to divide themselves. Tibra Sam ba preach. Oma enjoy go. Ah, Tibra ba preach. Otu ma enjoy. Tibra Joseph di yen go mo like. Tibra Femi ba o go ni gbogbo ori gbogbo. I want to share at that time. The Bible says they were very spiritual. The Bible says they were carnal. Amen. Who is Paul? Who is Peter? Who is Apollos? Was any of them crucified for you? Any of them that had those ministries, God gave them those ministries and ability to minister to the people. Every one of them shall be rewarded accordingly. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Let me read something. We were so close. I told you I would take your time. I told you. God bless you. You love the Lord? Oh, my. You have no option that you love the Lord. Do you know it's because of you and me Jesus went to the cross? Do you know it? That way your buffet, that way your buffet, so so to buffet, blaffet. That's okay. I know, all of the church, any, oh Lord, all say, well, look, Jesus. They don't even know that it's we that actually killed Jesus. That's why Jesus said, greater love and no man than this, that a man love his friends. And he gave his life unto them. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Look, the only thing I take very serious in life is anything that pertains to salvation. Anything to be chasing me. I don't even think about it twice. I don't. Are you following me? Because that is one thing needful. God told Martha, you are worried over many things. He said, but one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that path, and it will not be taken away from her. In the message choosing of Abraham, but Abraham said, it is a choice. It is your choice whether you want to live right or you want to live wrong. It's your choice. Never you come to a place you say, what I want to do now, nobody sees me. You are deceiving yourself. The very person that you finally give account of your life to at the end of the day, he doesn't sleep nor slumber. He sees even the thought of your heart. That's why Brother Abraham told us that. What do you call it now? He told us that your thoughts speak louder in heaven than your words. Amen. There is something I want to say. Listen very well. Whatever you and your husband or wife want to discuss at home, if you know it's something that will not help the children, don't discuss it in their presence. But Abraham told us that when Elijah was taken and Elisha was coming back, those children that were saying, you bald-headed, did you go up? The prophet said, it is what they hear their parents discuss at home. Amen. It is what they hear their parents discuss at home. I know of an assembly that anything the pastor says, because the man is also a minister in the assembly, he condemned it before he said, I called him, I said, look, you are killing your family. It's not in this country. I said, you are killing your family. He did like he made me come. Today you are here. Tomorrow you are here. And he told one, that is the man, the children come and see the other. The prophet said, if you don't have confidence in a man, his preaching will not do you anything. And we have that point in the Bible. Jesus, who had the fullness of God, bodily dwelling in him, when he came to where he was born, the Bible said he could not do much because of their unbelief. May God help us. I don't care who preach. Whosoever is preaching, what I want to know is my study before God. Are you getting what I'm saying? I don't care who that person is. I want to listen. Where preaching is going on, do you know what you are doing? You are studying before the mirror of the word of God. You are studying before that. And you will see yourself. The prophet said, home is the backbone of the church. He didn't say so. It's the backbone of the church. He went further to say, your best and your worst, you leave it at home. Because in the church, in Shalom, Shalom, God bless you, God bless you. That's what we do in the church. That's why I want you to be in church. Amen. But at home, how do you live with your wife? When she step on you, if your wife doesn't step on you, who will step on you? Is it me who will come and step on you? I'm not in your house. You choose her to be your wife. Whether it's step on you or not, she remains your wife. And you must treat her as your wife. Not only that, you must treat her as a daughter of God. Amen. God bless you, church. Blessed be his holy name. Say, sister will come to me. I don't believe my husband loves me. Tell the best in the air. Not me. The time he came to marry you, there were many other sisters. I believe he loved you. That's why he chose you to be mother of children. Whatever is wrong, sit there and iron it out. Say, he doesn't love me. He doesn't love you, Lofe. Do you know the oath he took here when he was taking you? That he will forsake all other and cling to you alone. You think he was, when he took the rib from the Bible, put in your hand, you thought it was a joke? It's a covenant. Many people don't know. Some more believing women, they come and do that, they carry the rib in their hand, go and meet another man. You are destined to destruction. May God help us. Like I was saying the other day, nowadays is grammar. They used to polish bad things. Today people are not living in fornication. They are dating. They say they are dating. I don't care the grammar you use. Today people are not calling adultery. They say he's cheating on me. Rubbish and nonsense. Adultery is adultery. If you are married, you are living with another man or another woman, you are living in adultery. Say cheating on me. Cheating on you what? They don't log in. They no longer call prostitutes. They say they are sex workers. Go and carry in Nigeria constitution. Whether you see sex workers there. They are prostitutes. Amen. If the preaching is going on and you are not happy, check yourself. I will give you a quote. What Abraham said, when the preaching is going on, other inspiration, and you are not happy, say, check your experience. Emi komo sobel. We have come to a stage in the message now that we judge everything we see by the message. You see, the Holy Ghost that wrote the Bible is living in you. And the Bible is talking about the things he has said. And then the Holy Ghost is sad. We see that song. The joy of the Lord. Oh, he's my strength. Oh, yeah, the joy of the Lord. Oh, he's my strength. Oh, yeah, the joy of the Lord. Oh, he's my strength. Oh, yes, the joy of the Lord. He's my strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Do you know the prophet said that the kingdom of God is dwelling in you now? Now. Not that it shall be. It's dwelling in you now, spiritually speaking. And he said we are reigning with Christ now, 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 now. Not that we shall be. We shall be alright. By the time he establishes his kingdom here, we shall reign with him. That's physical. But spiritually now, we are reigning with Christ. How do you know we are reigning with Christ? Because we have dominion over sin, over the flesh, over the world, and over Satan. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I don't care. I don't just care what anybody says about me. I don't care. I'm mindful of one thing. Just to see that he that loved me and save me and live a life that will please him. If you curse me, I will laugh at you. Because your curse can never affect me. Even if you poison me, poison my food. God will turn your poison to Maggie. Oh, hallelujah, church. The God that we serve, nothing is too hard for him. God bless you. Just be sure you are in the will of God. Anything that the enemy wants to bring is joking. Was it not because of the faithfulness of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that took them to the very furnace? Did that prevail over them? Oh, hallelujah, church. The heat of the fire that came out of that place killed those who carried them. To see the way God was. They were bound both hands and foot. When they were throwing the fire removed the rope. The fire removed the rope. I didn't burn a single hair on their head. Who do you say God is? Hallelujah, church. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Nothing, absolutely nothing. He can do all things. He laid the foundation of this earth. In the book of Hebrews, he said, the things that appear today we see were not made by the things that do appear. They are manifestation of the spoken word. There is power in the spoken word. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. People that are talking about civilization. U.S. is very civilized. Dubai is civilized. There is no city in this world you can compare to Four Square City. I can start an argument with you on that. No city you can compare with it. Amen? Because every city here was designed by man, built by man. But the Four Square City was designed by God, built by God. And by the help of the Holy Ghost giving us revelation, we have known how that city looks like. The street of it, the street of that city is made of pure gold. Brother, let me talk as a man. Don't miss it. But if we want to talk as God, his children will never miss it. Never. No trial, no temptation, no problem can ever make you to miss it. Amen. Amen. May you really be blessed. Hallelujah. May you really be blessed. Hallelujah. As you fellowship here in our midst, in the name of the Lord. Ah, may you really be blessed. Yes. May you really be blessed. May we never depart. May we never depart. May we never depart. May we never depart. Hallelujah, oh, from the heavenly place in Christ, fellowship of the saints. Oh, may we never depart. Oh yes, may we never depart. May we meet over there. 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 Hallelujah, oh, New Jerusalem is the final hope of the bride of the Lord. Ah, may we meet over there. Yes, may we meet over there. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Because God who promises, his word, his promises are eternal. His promises are sure. His promises are, they cannot be, I don't know. They are certain as certain can be. God bless you. Our God doesn't lie. Whatever he promises, he will bring to pass. And the Lord thy God that healeth all thy diseases, that is, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, cannot fail. Oh, glory to our God. Hallelujah. Let me quickly look for what I want to look for. And then I read it. We close. Oh, how our God is good. Now, I'm reading from the exposition of the seven church ages. As concerning people that are talking about, eight messages, rubbish, it's nonsense. Please, project seven church ages for me. And go to page 327, exposition of the seven church ages. Page 327. The just last down paragraph of it we start with. Should I continue? They don't have page. Okay. You can take the book after. He said, now, this messenger of Malachi 4 And Revelation 10:7 is going to do two things. One, according to Malachi 4, he will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Amen. Amen. Two, he will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10, which are the revelations contained in the seven seals. Is that clear? It will be this divinely revealed mystery truth that literally turned the hearts of the children to the Pentecostal Father. Exactly so. Amen. But consider this also. This prophet messenger will be in his nature and manner as were Elijah and John. The people of this prophet messenger's day will be as they were in Ahab's day and in John's. And since it is only the children whose hearts will be turned, it is only the children who will listen. In the days of Ahab, only 7,000 true seed Israelites were found. In the days of John, there were also very few. The masses in both ages were in the fornication of idolatry. I want to make one more comparison between the Laodicea prophet messenger and John. The prophet messenger who preceded Jesus' first coming, the people in John's day mistook him for the Messiah. John chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." Now this last day prophet messenger will have such power before the Lord that there will be those who mistake him for the Lord Jesus. There will be a spirit in the world at the end time that will seduce some and make them believe this. Matthew 24:23-26. For there shall arise false prophets, and false Christ, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, "Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber," believe it not. But don't you believe it. He is not Jesus Christ. He is not the Son of God. He is one of the brethren, a prophet, a messenger, a servant of God. He needs no greater honor bestowed upon him than that which John received when he was the voice that cried, "I am not he, but he is coming after me." Before we close this section of the messenger of the Laodicea age, we must seriously consider these two thoughts. First, this age we have one prophet messenger. Can we say amen? Revelation 10:7 says, "When he," singular, "shall begin to sound." There has never been an age where God gave his people two major prophets at one time. He gave Enoch alone. He gave Noah alone. He gave Moses alone. He alone had the word, though other prophesied. John the Baptist came alone. Now, in this last day, there is to be a prophet, not a prophetess. Though in this age, there are more women purporting to give God's revelation, which is a sign of backsliding condition, than men. And the infallible word says that he, the prophet, will reveal the mysteries to the end time people and turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. There are those who say that God's people are going to come together through a collective revelation. I challenge that statement. It is a bad, invalid assumption in the face of Revelation 10:7. Now, I do not deny that people will prophesy in this last age. And their ministry can and will be correct. I do not deny that there will be prophets, even as in the days of Paul, when there was one Agabus, a prophet, who prophesied of a famine. I agree that that is so, but I deny upon the infallible evidence of the word that there is more than one major prophet messenger who will reveal the mysteries as contained in the word, and who has the ministry to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Thus saith the Lord, by his unfailing word, stand, I shall stand and be vindicated. There is one prophet messenger to this age. On the basis of human behavior alone, anyone knows that where there are many people, there is even divided opinion on lesser points of a major doctrine which they all hold together. Who then will have the power of infallibility? Hallelujah. Which is to be restored in this last age. For this last age is going to go back to manifesting the pure word bride. That means we have the word once again as it was perfectly given and perfectly understood in the days of Paul. I will tell you who will have it. It will be a prophet as thoroughly vindicated, even more thoroughly vindicated than was any prophet in all the ages, from Enoch to this day. Because this man will of necessity have the capstone prophetic ministry, and God will show him forth. He won't need to speak for himself. God will speak for him by the voice of the Son. Hallelujah, church. That is why, look, what we hear from Brother Brian is our absolute. What anybody else says, so-called fivefold, a true fivefold will not speak outside of what Brother Brian said. Can you say amen? God bless you, church. I say God bless you. I will quarrel with you. I will pull punches with you. But I will tell my absolute and the tapes. What the tape says is what I will stand by. I don't care what you preach to your church. It's between you and your God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen and amen. There is going to be 8 messages. He said that. And people are saying amen to it. The prophet says, Holy Ghost free man will not say amen to a creed, to a dogma, to an idea, to an opinion of any man. You say, oh, what are you saying? Talk with me. Talk this screen to 1 John chapter 2. Let me read something there. Allah shekwe l'olonu wa. If he save you, he save you. He protects you from all foolishness and nonsense. But Abraham preached a message, total deliverance. Amen. That's 1 John chapter 2. Go to 27 verse. But the anointing which ye have received of him abided in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. Can you say amen? But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. Can the church say amen? Jesus did not save his people and just scattered them for rubbish and nonsense to deceive. No! He came to indwell there. He is the spirit of truth himself. Amen. That is why I used to look as if I am a radical person. You say you are a minister. You are not copy with the message. You add your idea and opinion. I will disagree with you. I don't care who you are. You might be the one feeding me. Take the plate. The plate to fi ru amalasi to fi bo be fun mi ko ma lo. I will stay with the truth. God bless you. The people say, what is his job? The only child he has is dead. What about the one which didn't marry at all? Is that a criteria of going to the kingdom of God? Forget about it. God who gave him to me took him at his own time. Which one is your palabra? Praise God, amen. Shalom to your soul. You say, oh, where you die, nobody will bury you. Tibati inu in Ladugbo, they will find a way of packing me out of the place. Blessed be his holy name. There's no way the devil can tell me God doesn't love me. Oh no, I will not agree. I will never agree. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. You love the Lord. But Abraham said, you cannot love the Lord except you love yourself. The Bible said, can you say you love God? Who we have not seen? And your brother, your sister that you have seen, you don't love him. He said, you are a liar. May God help us. I say, may God help us. God bless you. See you in the rapture. Amen. If another opportunity didn't come for another Sunday service, at the rapture come, je ka pade nbe. Sugbo. Sugbo. Je ka pade. God bless you. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Nothing is too hard for the Lord. I don't care how chronic a sinner, a seed of God is. If he's a seed of God, God have an appointed time. He will meet him. He meets Saul of Tarsus. He meets the prostitutes of Samaria. He will meet with you at his own point. That is the God we serve. He changes not. Only believe, for all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for him. The Bible says, don't you know how that the Spirit of God is dwelling in you? He says, said to be reprobate. But we know we are not reprobates. Brother, are you fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost? Do you have some people you don't associate with, you don't like them? Check that with the scriptures. Do you gossip? Do you bite? Do you key your brother's influence at his back? Check that with the scriptures. Anything that the Holy Ghost condemned, are you guilty of it? Check it. The Holy Ghost that condemned me cannot be inside of you and be inspiring you to do such. Because Brother Abraham said, every action, every reaction is motivated by a spirit. That is what he said. Somebody offended you years ago. See, tomorrow is very fresh in your heart. This time you see him, you are not happy. After they did all that they did to Jesus at the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. That same Jesus is the Holy Ghost dwelling in your soul. Had you have a forgiving spirit? No, something is wrong somewhere. It is at the time of peace we prepare for war. It is this time now we have opportunity to check up with our soul salvation. How am I standing? Because the 0 hour is coming. When the dead in Christ rise first, we shall see them. By the time you begin to see the departed brethren come once in a while, you see them. You know something is at the corner. It will be too late then to start talking about repentance. It is now we can repent. Brother Abraham told us how to repent. He told a lie. He had to go to the people and make it right. Some of us, we talk nonsense and rubbish that are not right. We can't even be bold enough to meet the person and say, I'm sorry, I did this. You keep it to yourself. You say you are confessing to God. That's not how to confess it to God. As we bring this service to a close, the few things that have been spoken, do you have any cause to request for prayer? Please just raise your hand unto God. That is why we come to church. I can't change myself. You can't change yourself. You can't change your children. You can't change no other person. But there is one unchangeable changer, which is God Himself, who cannot change. Himself alone has the ability to change any man, any woman, any boy, any girl. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these broken few words that have gone forth unto us, unto me, and unto this waiting audience. Father, we just want to thank you. We have not preached ourselves. It's Christ that we are preaching. For He's the only one worthy to be preached. He's the only one worthy to be talked about. He's the only one who loved us so much and He died for us. He's the only one that has the ability to deliver us from the power and defilement of sin. He's the only one that can take diseases and sicknesses away from us. He's the only one that can meet with all our needs. He's the only one that can protect our going out and coming in. He's the only one when we lay our hands after the also apostle of the day. He's the only one that can give us sleep. He's the only one that can heal all our diseases. He's the only one that can provide all our needs, our Father. Both on the platform and the pews, we approach the throne of mercy. I present myself, my co-ministers, the entire congregation before the throne of mercy. You are our God. You are the one that are giving us invitation. We say we should come unto you, all that labor and heavy laden. We say you will give rest. Father, we plead your rest this morning upon every soul in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we plead your peace upon every soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead your healing upon every sick one in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead, oh God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost upon every sickness in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray for a healing for as many as already feel in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you prosper the works of the hands of your people. Bless the students with wisdom, knowledge, retentive memory. Just help us that going out and coming in. May it be under your supervision. Every step we take, may it be under from on high. Where your enemy coming like a flood, Father, may you be there. Raise the standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you for these hands that are raised up everywhere. Oh, whatever is the needs, whatever is the request, may you grant unto everyone, because you said, everyone that asketh, receiveth, he that seeketh, findeth, to him that knocketh, he shall be opened. As they are asking, may you give unto them, no. As they are knocking, may you open unto them. As they are seeking, may they find, oh God. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Oh, Master, may we not be forgetful hearers. The things that we have heard, may they be accumulated in our hearts, O God. Thank you, our Master. Savior divine, we appreciate you. May your name be praised, Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the physical food you have prepared and give it to us to eat. May you satisfy the same for nourishment of our bodies. As many as are looking unto you in the household of faith, as we guide what they will eat, you that feed the best in the air, the animals in the field, and all the living creatures who put under the water, may you meet their needs, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Thank you, sir. This piece of paper says chocolate is available for everyone, courtesy somebody. Praise God, amen. God bless you, church. You love the Lord. I love thee. I love thee. Because he first loved me. I purchased my salvation for God. Do you love me? I love me. I love me. Because he forsook me.
And purchased my salvation on God.
Do you love me?
I love me. I love me. Because he first loved me.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us sing a hymn before we close. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Let's sing 251. 251.